观众朋友们，大家好，今天是5月15号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。曾经多次表示新冠病毒早该在源头被阻止的特朗普总统，星期四在接受媒体专访时表示说，他现在对中国很失望，也不想和中国国家主席习近平进行交谈。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间5月14号星期四的中午为止，美国境内感染新型冠状病毒的确诊人数已经突破了142万人，而死亡人数呢也逼近了85000人。那么在星期四上午接受福克斯商业台专访的时候，特朗普总统也被问到了关于新冠疫情的事情。对此呢，他只表示说他对中国感到很失望。那被问到说是否最近有跟中国国家主席习近平通电话的时候，他则表示他跟习近平的关系很好，但是呢现在不想跟习近平说话。那福克斯的主播呢巴蒂罗莫则是询问说，是否可能如科顿参议员建议的一样，以限制来美国学习如量子计算、人工智能等科学的中国留学生作为惩罚的方式。特朗普总统回答说，有很多可以做的，包括完全切断美中关系。不过呢，特朗普总统并没有说明想要切断的这个关系是哪一种关系。但是呢，他说如果全面切断关系的话，每年可以省下5000亿美元。那我们知道中国的这个与美国的贸易逆差呢，正是接近5000亿美元。那特朗普总统也同时也强调呢，中国并不是唯一一个占美国便宜的，他说欧洲也是，而且呢，美国之前免费协助防卫北约，现在呢，他已经让北约的盟国支付好几千亿美元。但是呢，美国在防卫欧洲，欧洲却在贸易战占美国的便宜。而特朗普呢还提到了在美国纽约证交所以及纳斯达克指数交易所上市的这个中国公司，他警告说呢，我们正在密切的关注他们。特朗普说这些中国的上市公司并没有遵守会计的规则，不过呢，特朗普也说要谨慎来做，因为呢，这个或许会导致这些公司决定改到伦敦上市或是改到香港上市。特朗普总统呢也再次的提到了美国联邦雇员退休基金监管机构把这个巨额资金投资于中国证券的事情。特朗普呢在星期二的时候曾经公开表示，要求该机构采取措施，把中国证券从这项退休基金的国际投资指数当中剔除出去，要切断与中国证券的联系。而中国的官媒呢最近也表示说，北京的一些政府顾问们敦促中国与美国重新举行谈判，这个意味着要来废除现有的第一阶段美中贸易协议。特朗普总统则是再次的表示他对重新谈判没有丝毫的兴趣。星期三的晚上呢，特朗普总统也在推特上另外再次的批评了中国。在推特上他说呢，正如我长久以来说的，与中国交往是非常昂贵的，我们刚才达成了一个很棒的贸易协议，笔记未干，世界就遭到从中国来的瘟疫冲击，100个贸易协议也无法弥补疫情造成的损失，也抵不了无辜人民的丧失。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
目光转向美国国务院，刚刚结束对以色列访问的美国国务卿蓬佩奥最近返回了华盛顿，他赞扬了以色列与美国分享有关新冠病毒的信息，并且不点名地批评了中国政府在这方面缺乏透明度。我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
戴着代表美国国旗蓝白红三个颜色口罩的美国国务卿蓬佩奥走下飞机，他在和以色列总理内塔尼亚胡举行私下会晤前对媒体发表了讲话。延续几个星期来的语调，蓬佩奥对北京政府讽刺提出批判，内塔尼亚胡也跟着呼应。
We'll certainly talk about the challenges the globe faces with COVID, Israeli technology, Israeli medical expertise, all of the things that you and I and our teams can work on together. I know we'll deliver good outcomes and decrease risk for people all across the world from thisglobal pandemic. You're a great partner. You share information, unlike some other countries that try and obfuscate and hide that information. And we'll talk about that country too.
The most important thing is actually generating the information and then sharing
yes,
the information.
Yes, that's right.
两人会面还讨论了以色列与中国经济关系拉近的相关议题。美国曾经警告以色列要注意中国在当地投资所带来的潜在威胁。内塔尼亚胡在去年十月成立了一个委员会，负责审查中国投资项目。蓬佩奥此行也拉了警铃，警告以色列让中国进入境内通信网络以及关键基础建设的风险。 一位美国国务院高级官员告诉记者，美国并不反对人们和中国做生意、打交道，但是新冠病毒疫情凸显和不透明以及贸易政策不公平的国家打交道的风险。这位首席美国外交官还与以色列领导人讨论如何防止伊朗获取核武器，以及推动白宫早些时候提出的中东和平、解决以色列和巴勒斯坦冲突的方案。这是蓬佩奥在三月出访阿富汗之后，几个星期以来第一次出访，他也是在新冠病毒大流行期间首次出访的特朗普政府的高级官员。国务院表示，这显示伊朗以及中东和平问题的急迫性。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美联储主席鲍威尔警告说，新冠疫情使得美国的经济陷入了长期衰退的困境。另外，他还敦促国会和白宫采取进一步的行动。此外，他还表示说，美联储不会实行负利率。来看报道。
The recovery may take some time to gather momentum.
美联储主席鲍威尔星期三说，美国可能面临更长时间的增长疲软和收入停滞。他承诺会动用更多所需的美联储权力，同时呼吁更多的财政开支。对于主张控制财政赤字、向来不太给当选官员提建议的鲍威尔来说，他的这番言论标志着他也认为美国经济在新冠大流行造成的健康经济双重危机中面临风险。
The scope and speed of this downturn are without modern precedent, significantly worse than any recession since World War II. We are seeing a severe decline in economic activity and employment, and already the job gains of the last decade have been erased.
鲍威尔在星期三的网络讲话中说，美国到目前为止的应对格外迅速和强力，但是他表示，经济复苏可能需要一些时间才能够获得势头，并且取决于抗击新冠所取得的进展。他说，健康威胁持续时间越久，企业就越有可能倒闭，家庭收入就越有可能陷入不断减少的境地。
Avoidable household and business insolvencies can weigh on growth for years to come. Long stretches of unemployment can damage or end workers' careers as their skills lose value and professional networks dry up, and leave families in greater debt. The loss of thousands of small and medium-sized businesses across the country.would destroy the life's work and family legacy of many businesses and community leaders, and limit the strength of the recovery when it comes. These businesses are a principal source of job creation, something we will need sorely as people seek to return to work.
鲍威尔表示，美联储最近的一项调查估算，在年收入低于$40,000的家庭中，四成家庭有成员自二月以来失去了工作。
A prolonged recession and weak recovery could also discourage business investment and expansion, further limiting the resurgence of jobs as well as the growth of the capital stock and the pace of technological advancement. The result could be an extended period of low productivity growth and stagnant incomes.
鲍威尔说，应尽所能避免这些情况。他说，政府支出或税收政策等其他救助措施虽然代价高昂，但如果有助于避免对经济造成长期损害，带来更强劲的复苏，则是值得的。在鲍威尔讲话的前一天，美国国会众议院议长佩洛西再提出$30,000,000,000的救助计划。这项计划将为小企业、州和地方政府以及其他受困的机构提供直接的资金支持。国会此前已经批准约$30,000,000,000的紧急救助方案。美联储也将利率降至接近零的水平，并设立多个紧急贷款项目。鲍威尔星期三表示，美联储将继续充分使用各种工具，直到疫情过去，但他没有透露接下来可能的步骤。美国之音新闻报道。
最近，社交媒体上一张关于美联航的照片引起了很多的关注。这张照片显示飞机的客舱十分拥挤，这显示有的航空公司可能已经放松了社交隔离的规定。来看报道。
一位心脏病专家周末张贴了这张座舱拥挤的美联航航班照片，暗示该航空公司已经放松了对社交距离政策的坚持。最近，由于新冠疫情导致航班减少，包括美联航在内的主要航空公司被迫进行大刀阔斧的改变，以降低成本。这意味着每次航班都尽量容纳更多乘客。
This is the worst and most disruptive financial crisis that the aviation business has ever seen. We've reduced our schedule by 90%. below what our previous plan was. So it's a dramatic reduction in our schedule.
根据新冠病毒援助救济和经济安全法案，美联航有望通过薪资支持计划获得政府$50亿的资助，其中超过30亿是直接赠款，其余是低利率贷款。其中超过30亿是直接赠款，其余是低利率贷款。但是政府提供的支持并未涵盖4月至10月的所有工资费用。
By this fall, our company is likely to be somewhat smaller than it is now. How much smaller is anybody's guess? We don't know exactly. That means fewer flights, a smaller schedule, and unfortunately, likely a smaller workforce for some period of time.
边疆航空公司首席执行官巴黎·比夫勒表示，他们将获得政府提供的$1.7亿赠款，并有可能度过这场危机。
That is directly goes directly to our employees through the end of September, and it'll cover a little over half of our payroll. It does not cover it all, so our total payroll will be over $300 million for that period. We are then eligible for the loan portion, which is about $30 million.Of the grant, and then we're also eligible for another loan in the loan itself, loan portion of the CARES Act, which is approximately $500 million.
世界各地其他航空公司却没有那么幸运。拉丁美洲第二大航空公司阿维安卡控股公司在未能满足债券支付期限的情况下，于星期天已经申请破产。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
新冠病毒的威胁下，不仅是医务人员，医院中的非医疗雇员每天也都面临着感染病毒的风险。来看报道。
在新冠病例继续增加的同时，医生和医疗专业人员为挽救生命在全天候的工作。纽约市是受影响最严重的城市之一，每天有数百人死于新冠病毒。但是每天都置身于危险之中的不仅是医生。
Every day I leave the house, I was thinking I will be one of them. And because I work center of the epicenter, New York City, at the hospital, when I see the military tent front of the hospital, military tent inside the hospital in the hallways, and it's kind of scary.
医院辅助人员也面临其他的困境。
Commuting become a problem. Bus service become less frequent, and at some point I decided to stay in a hotel in New York City.
为了减少感染家人的风险，维特纳兹支付了2周的酒店住宿费。当情况变得更严重时，医院开始为其重要雇员安排免费住宿。
You know, regular day for me consists of administering and managing.And troubleshooting computer network and ensuring access to all the patient information and email and some voice communication for hospital staff.
对于超声技术专家卡克拉什维利来说，他很感激那些为医院工作人员提供早餐和午餐的餐厅。而这一举止也让他感动得流泪。
I was standing in the line to get the pizza, and one person, the woman who was walking in the street, she approached me with the money, and she wanted to get this money to pay for my pizza. But I did tell her, so this is not necessary because it's all paid. This is free, and thank you so much. And if I tell her, so if you want to donate this money, you can donate to the hospital.
并非所有的医院员工都会与新冠患者接触，但是他们都是必不可少的雇员。如果没有他们，新冠病毒大流行的后患将更加严峻。美国之音记者凯伊，华盛顿报道。
纽约的两名设计师暂停了自己的本职工作，将时间和心力花费在制造个人医疗防护设备上，这也为他人带来了工作机会。来看报道。
两位布鲁克林的设计师暂时停止了他们自己的工作，转而为纽约市一家医院制作个人防护设备。设计师罗布·赫尔辛菲尔德受到那家医院的采购经理的邀请，为他们设计制作一款防护面罩，以解决纽约州在准备下令关闭非必要业务时预计会出现的个人防护设备短缺困难。
So we have at any one time, depending on what we have to produce for that day, between 15 and 22 people on the floor. And we bring in these boxes here of die-cut face shields, and then we put them out, and we've sort of quickly made a process that's got a nice flow to it.
赫尔辛菲尔德与黑胶唱片艺术家派翠克·齐里克和杰西卡·维尔茨合作，在不到一个月的时间，创立了一个全面运作的面罩制作公司。名为“保护我们的纽约英雄”的公司雇佣了四十多人，其中多数人由于全面停工而失业。
We're reaching points where there just aren't enough shifts for the amount of workers that are looking for paid work right now, and so the hardest part for me right now is turning people away, people that need money to buy food and pay rent, who can't otherwise support themselves.
员工们每天工作十六个小时，已经制作超过二十万个面罩。他们没有现成的厂房，公司合作伙伴们就在赫尔辛菲尔德拥有的一个空置建筑里，放进他们用初创资金购买的新设备和材料。
I thought that this was my opportunity to do something to lower the curve, do something that was actually meant something. I love the records products I've been doing for 20 years, but I've never felt more passionate and more proud to be working with these two people and to create this amazing factory.
为了支付费用，他们设置了 GoFundMe 的页面，直到面罩出售为止。艾里·詹姆森之前从事零售业，后来被无薪休假。
The month of March, I went without any type of income, so it was a bit challenging to think, oh gosh, what am I going to do? Is this going to pass and things are going to get back to normal? So, you know, luckily finding this, I've been able to have a nice cushion to not have to worry about finances, which is nice.
疫情爆发之前，埃塞克·阿尔弗洛德是时装界从事艺术工作的自由职业者。
I definitely could be spending, you know, my time painting in my studio or doing other creative things that potentially could put money in the pocket, but at the same time, need that immediate money in the pocket. This provides that.
詹姆森和阿尔弗洛德希望疫情结束后能恢复他们的原职。美国之音新闻报道。
在新冠疫情的冲击之下，失业人数创下新高。在维吉尼亚州，调酒师丹尼尔同样失去了工作，他申请失业救济遭到了拒绝，现在还拖欠房租。我们一起去了解一下。
My name is Daniel. I am from Burke, Virginia, and I'm trying to support myself as well as my daughter.
丹尼尔·阿登住在维吉尼亚州的费尔法克斯县，这是首都华盛顿的一个富裕郊区，当地居民超过100万，而感染新冠病毒的病例占整个州的四分之一左右。阿登本来在费尔法克斯县的这家高档餐厅担任调酒师，收入很好。当维吉尼亚州三月份关闭非必要的生意时，餐厅也关闭了。
I went from, you know,making enough money to live on my own and provide for my daughter and not live lavish, but you know, well, you know, not poor. And I went from that and to no job within about a week.
阿登四岁大的女儿和妈妈住在一起，每次他去探视女儿，都喜欢给她带点糖果和玩具，如今却无能为力。
So it's been, you know, a huge humbling event. And since then, it's kind of,you know, been digging out of the ditch, just trying to survive day by day, you know, week by week.
他的朋友在他的电子烟商店给他找了份工作，在街对面，一辆面包车每天停靠在路边，为无家可归者和因为大流行病而落魄的人提供食物。当阿登领到他的第一份薪资时，对他们的痛苦感同身受。
I was expecting a certain amount of money to cover my rent, at least. When I got the check, I forgot about taxes, and, So that made me a couple, you know, about $400 or $500 short of rent.
因此，他在家附近找零活干，带着购物清单到杂货店买普通品牌的商品，而不是比较昂贵的品牌货。 他推迟维修汽车，他还在等待政府的刺激经济支票和退税。与此同时，他的财务状况每况愈下。
As much as that sounds, I don't know what arrogant, but it's the sad truth, unfortunately. You know, before at the restaurant job, I didn't really have to worry about it. You know, I wasn't rich, but I didn't have to worry about paying bills on time or, you know, scheduling from a month from now and stuff like that. And I never had to worry about, you know, buying cheap food. I just get what I want and then go.
阿登的女儿下个月满五岁。在新冠病毒流行期间，他还在思索做爸爸的该怎么为女儿庆生最好。美国之音普雷苏蒂，维吉尼亚州费尔法克斯县报道。
在新冠病毒大流行期间，许多宗教事务都不得不暂停，现在连葬礼都在网上操办了。
面对家庭成员的仙逝，人们希望聚会举行葬礼和告别仪式，但是现在他们常常不得不通过 Zoom 等网站参与丧葬仪式。
The gatherings for larger memorials over Zoom, where people are delivering eulogies and coming together, whether that's for the funeral or a memorial afterwards, or the Shiva gatherings, which usually happen for the 7 days following burial, it's been very powerful over Zoom.
哈德逊会众的一名成员的母亲上个月去世，不是因为新冠病毒，他想与儿子和其他家人一起坐飞机参加葬礼。但是随后
，And then my doctor, my sister, my cousin, and even my rabbi in New York said, "You're crazy." So I said, "I'm either very brave or very stupid."
一家人通过远程方式参加了丧葬仪式。
My niece held her iPhone up, and we participated via FaceTime from Los Angeles.
明尼阿波利斯的一名伊玛目说，穆斯林社区也正在适应。不再清洗可能携带新冠病毒的逝者的尸体。
Instead of washing, they are doing what's called tayammum or dry ablution. So just putting, after putting the body in the covering or clothing, then wiping over that covering with, you know, dust or you know just you know doing that the dry ablution that which is a substitute for when there is no water.
在大批人不幸死于新冠病毒之后，教宗方济各上个月为一群前线人员祈祷，他们就是殡仪馆的工人。新冠病毒改变了所有信仰的正常宗教习俗，但是参加远程丧事确实能提供一定的慰藉。
And yet when we did it and we had over 100 people online, it was very healing just to see all the faces after being so isolated.
哀悼对幸存者很重要。
One of the greatest gifts you can give to people following a loss is to tell stories of their loved one. And so encouraging people to call or to FaceTime or Skype or Zoom or send an email that, that shares those memories. Those stories are sacred.
这是在丧亲和孤立的时刻分享亲人仪式的新方法。美国之音奥沙利文洛杉矶报道。
使得全球大多数人都处在居家隔离之中，不过在世界各地的社区里，街坊邻居们正在做一些有意思的事情，我们一起去看一看。
一个多月以来，加利福尼亚州的居民被要求留在家里，只有很少数在当地的外出之行是允许的。许多邻居发挥创意和热情，互相交流。
Where's the bear? There it is.
在奥克兰的这个住宅区，有一双像布兰登·莫里蒂和他的女儿艾罗伊斯一样锐利的眼睛，才能发现这毛茸茸的面孔。
Where is it? Where is it? There are bears everywhere in windows, and it's fun looking for them, right? Do you like looking for bears?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people that were posting pictures of their bears in their windows, and I realized that it was a thing. That night, we put a bear in our window, and we went and looked around the neighborhood to see how many bears we could find.
So how many bears have you found, Ivy?
10.
所谓的泰迪熊狩猎活动，在许多其他城市也像雨后春笋般出现，给人找乐子，也安抚那些现在可能觉得这个世界有点恐怖的人。
Ivy, when you see the bears in the windows, how does it make you feel?
Happy.
许多城市现在每天晚上举行向医护人员致敬的活动。伯尼·伯恩斯坦把这个活动带到自己的街区。
I just love the idea. So I put it out to the block and I said, hey, I'm going to be out at 8 p.m. if anybody wants to join me. It caught on quickly and started spreading in both directions. Some of us are getting to know our neighbors more.
致敬活动的消息传到了住在街区的一个医护人员的耳中。
He heard us from the beginning and was just really touched. Thanked us and said, I love you guys.
这是许多社区当中的一个，它牢固的纽带似乎肯定会比大流行病坚持得更久。美国之音记者迪布尔，加利福尼亚州奥克兰报道。
一款新的智能手机应用程序可以让你知道自己是否暴露在病毒的环境之中，这对于人们在疫情之中保持健康有很大的帮助。来看报道。
世界各地的社区都通过社会封锁来减缓新冠病毒的传播，但是人们担心，一旦解除这些限制，新冠病毒将再次开始传播。拉努·迪伦是一位医生，埃波拉危机期间曾在西非几内亚工作，他帮助找到和患者有接触史的人，这种工作被称为接触追踪。
But certainly with Ebola, as soon as somebody had symptoms, they would, you know, we would try to recreate where they've been, who they've been around. Based upon that, we would then be able to make a list of people who were contacts.And we follow those contacts for Ebola for 21 days.
然而，跟踪新冠病毒的联系人面临了挑战。有些患者从来没有症状，其他人则可以在出现症状之前一两天就开始传播。但是，假如可以利用数字方式跟踪有接触史的人，会怎么样呢？苹果、谷歌和其他公司正在研究使用智能手机来通知那些跟感染者有过接触的人。
Something like digital contact tracing, I think, could make a huge impact.In terms of automating the process of identifying who's around somebody for those periods of time.
一些国家一直在使用手机应用程序来帮助追踪潜在的患者。这项建议依赖蓝牙，也就是手机内置的无线电信号，跟其他设备进行连接，例如耳机。它不断发出并接收信号，也就是一长串数字。也许每天一次，电话会进行接触史调查，与服务器联系。查看你收到的定向电波是否来自对新冠病毒检测呈阳性的人，但它能发挥作用而且准确吗？马克·齐斯曼就职于麻省理工学院的林肯实验室，从事导弹防御和与月球激光通讯的研究。他和他的同事正在测试如何测量信号能量，那些信号来自这些蓝牙定向电波，以便进行数字接触跟踪。
When these chirps, when these Bluetooth signals go between the phones, you measure how much energy is received. And you use that in part, it's not the only thing you use, but you use that in part to try to estimate how far apart you are.
麻省理工学院正在努力测试在各种情况下如何最好的测量信号，例如蓝牙穿过墙壁的状态。
Was it free space between us? Or were there things, you know, whatever? Was there a mask? Was there a wall? Was there a piece of glass?Were we facing different directions altogether? I mean, you know what? Those things all matter. And so we got to measure that too. And that's really hard.
在苹果、谷歌以及其他公司提出的模型中，没有共享名字，也不共享位置。信号数据保存在使用者手机上。与政府卫生部门存储的数据相比，它不容易成为黑客的攻击目标。当然，口袋里的电话不会告诉你是否携带了病毒。但是随着社会封锁措施放开，数字接触史追踪应用程序可能会发挥重要作用。美国之音记者奎因报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 好，今天是5月15号星期五，欢迎收看美国观察。曾经多次表示新冠病毒早该在源头被阻止的特朗普总统，星期四在接受媒体专访时表示说，他现在对中国很失望，也不想和中国国家主席习近平进行交谈。我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅的报道。
截至美国时间5月14号星期四的中午为止，美国境内感染新型冠状病毒的确诊人数已经突破了142万人，而死亡人数呢也逼近了85000人。那么在星期四上午接受福克斯商业台专访的时候，特朗普总统也被问到了关于新冠疫情的事情。对此呢，他只表示说他对于中国感到很失望。那被问到说是否最近有跟中国国家主席习近平通电话的时候，他则表示他跟习近平的关系很好，但是呢现在不想跟习近平说话。那福克斯的主播呢巴蒂罗莫则是询问说，是否可能如科顿参议员建议的一样，以限制来美国学习如量子计算、人工智能等科学的中国留学生作为惩罚的方式。特朗普总统回答说，有很多可以做的，包括完全切断美中关系。不过呢，特朗普总统并没有说明想要切断的这个关系是哪一种关系，但是呢他说，如果全面切断关系的话，每年可以省下5000亿美元。那我们知道中国的这个与美国的贸易逆差呢正是接近5000亿美元。那特朗普总统也同时也强调呢，中国并不是唯一一个占美国便宜的，他说欧洲也是，而且呢美国之前免费协助防卫北约，现在呢他已经让北约的盟国支付好几千亿的美元，但是呢美国在防卫欧洲，欧洲却在贸易战占美国的便宜。而特朗普呢还提到了在美国纽约证交所以及纳斯达克指数交易所上市的这个中国公司，他警告说呢，我们正在密切的关注他们。特朗普说，这些中国的上市公司并没有遵守会计的规则，不过呢特朗普也说要谨慎来做，因为呢这个或许会导致这些公司决定改到伦敦上市或是改到香港上市。特朗普总统呢也再次的提到了美国联邦雇员退休基金监管机构把这个巨额资金投资于中国证券的事情。特朗普在星期二的时候曾经公开表示，要求该机构采取措施，把中国证券从这项退休基金的国际投资指数当中剔除出去，要切断与中国证券的联系。而中国的官媒呢最近也表示说，北京的一些政府顾问们敦促中国与美国重新举行谈判，这个意味着要来废除现有的第一阶段美中贸易协议。特朗普总统则是再次的表示他对重新谈判没有丝毫的兴趣。星期三晚上呢，特朗普总统也在推特上另外再次的批评了中国。他在推特上他说呢，正如我长久以来说的，与中国交往是非常昂贵的，我们刚才达成了一个很棒的贸易协议，笔迹未干，世界就遭到从中国来的瘟疫冲击，100个贸易协议也无法弥补疫情造成的损失，也抵不了无辜人民的丧失。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
目光转向美国国务院，刚刚结束对以色列访问的美国国务卿蓬佩奥最近返回了华盛顿，他赞扬了以色列与美国分享有关新冠病毒的信息，并且不点名地批评了中国政府在这方面缺乏透明度。我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
戴着代表美国国旗蓝白红三个颜色口罩的美国国务卿蓬佩奥走下飞机，他在和以色列总理内塔尼亚胡举行私下会晤前对媒体发表了讲话。延续几个星期来的语调，蓬佩奥对北京政府讽刺提出批判，内塔尼亚胡也跟着呼应。
We'll certainly talk about the challenges the globe faces with COVID, Israeli technology, Israeli medical expertise, all of the things that you and I and our teams can work on together. I know we'll deliver good outcomes and decrease risk for people all across the world from this.Global pandemic. You're a great partner. You share information, unlike some other countries that try and obfuscate and hide that information. And we'll talk about that country too.
The most important thing is actually generating the information and then sharing
yes,
the information.
Yes, that's right.
两人会面还讨论了以色列与中国经济关系拉近的相关议题。美国曾经警告以色列要注意中国在当地投资所带来的潜在威胁。内塔尼亚胡在去年十月成立了一个委员会，负责审查中国投资项目。蓬佩奥此行也拉了警铃，警告以色列让中国进入境内通信网络以及关键基础建设的风险。 一位美国国务院高级官员告诉记者，美国并不反对人们和中国做生意、打交道，但是新冠病毒疫情凸显和不透明以及贸易政策不公平的国家打交道的风险。这位首席美国外交官还与以色列领导人讨论如何防止伊朗获取核武器，以及推动白宫早些时候提出的中东和平、解决以色列和巴勒斯坦冲突的方案。这是蓬佩奥在三月出访阿富汗之后，几个星期以来第一次出访，他也是在新冠病毒大流行期间首次出访的特朗普政府的高级官员。国务院表示，这显示伊朗以及中东和平问题的急迫性。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美联储主席鲍威尔警告说，新冠疫情使得美国的经济陷入了长期衰退的困境。另外，他还敦促国会和白宫采取进一步的行动。此外，他还表示说，美联储不会实行负利率。来看报道。
The recovery may take some time to gather momentum.
美联储主席鲍威尔星期三说，美国可能面临更长时间的增长疲软和收入停滞。他承诺会动用更多所需的美联储权力，同时呼吁更多的财政开支。对于主张控制财政赤字、向来不太给当选官员提建议的鲍威尔来说，他的这番言论标志着他也认为美国经济在新冠大流行造成的健康经济双重危机中面临风险。
The scope and speed of this downturn are without modern precedent, significantly worse than any recession since World War II. We are seeing a severe decline in economic activity and employment, and already the job gains of the last decade have been erased.
鲍威尔在星期三的网络讲话中说，美国到目前为止的应对格外迅速和强力，但是他表示经济复苏可能需要一些时间才能够获得势头，并且取决于抗击新冠所取得的进展。他说，健康威胁持续时间越久，企业就越有可能倒闭，家庭收入就越有可能陷入不断减少的境地。
Avoidable household and business insolvencies can weigh on growth for years to comeLong stretches of unemployment can damage or end workers' careers as their skills lose value and professional networks dry up, and leave families in greater debt. The loss of thousands of small and medium-sized businesses across the country would destroy the life's work and family legacy of many businesses and community leaders, and limit the strength of the recovery when it comes. These businesses are a principal source of job creation, something we will need sorely.As people seek to return to work.
鲍威尔表示，美联储最近的一项调查估算，在年收入低于$40,000的家庭中，四成家庭有成员自二月以来失去了工作。
A prolonged recession and weak recovery could also discourage business investment and expansion, further limiting the resurgence of jobs as well as the growth of the capital stock and the pace of technological advancement. The result could be an extended period of low productivity growth and stagnant incomes.
鲍威尔说，应尽所能避免这些情况。他说，政府支出或税收政策等其他救助措施虽然代价高昂，但如果有助于避免对经济造成长期损害，带来更强劲的复苏，则是值得的。在鲍威尔讲话的前一天，美国国会众议院议长佩洛西再提出$30,000,000,000的救助计划。这项计划将为小企业、州和地方政府以及其他受困的机构提供直接的资金支持。国会此前已经批准约$30,000,000,000的经济救助方案。美联储也将利率降至接近零的水平，并设立多个紧急贷款项目。鲍威尔星期三表示，美联储将继续充分使用各种工具，直到疫情过去，但他没有透露接下来可能的步骤。美国之音新闻报道。
最近，社交媒体上一张关于美联航的照片引起了很多的关注。这张照片显示飞机的客舱十分拥挤，这显示有的航空公司可能已经放松了社交隔离的规定。来看报道。
一位心脏病专家周末张贴了这张座舱拥挤的美联航航班照片，暗示该航空公司已经放松了对社交距离政策的坚持。最近由于新冠疫情导致航班减少，包括美联航在内的主要航空公司被迫进行大刀阔斧的改变以降低成本，这意味着每次航班都尽量容纳更多乘客。
This is the worst and most disruptive financial crisis that the aviation business has ever seen. We've reduced our schedule by 90%. below what our previous plan was. So it's a dramatic reduction in our schedule.
根据新冠病毒援助救济和经济安全法案，美联航有望通过薪资支持计划获得政府$50亿的资助，其中超过30亿是直接赠款，其余是低利率贷款。其中超过30亿是直接赠款，其余是低利率贷款。但是政府提供的支持并未涵盖4月至10月的所有工资费用。
By this fall, our company is likely to be somewhat smaller than it is now. How much smaller is anybody's guess? We don't know exactly. That means fewer flights, a smaller schedule, and unfortunately, likely a smaller workforce for some period of time.
边疆航空公司首席执行官巴里·比夫勒表示，他们将获得政府提供的$1.7亿赠款，并有可能度过这场危机。
That is directly goes directly to our employees through the end of September, and it'll cover a little over half of our payroll. It does not cover it all. So our total payroll will be over $300 million for that period. We are then eligible for the loan portion, which is about $30 million of the grant, and then we're also eligible for another loan in the loan itself, loan portion of the CARES Act, which is approximately $500 million.
世界各地其他航空公司却没有那么幸运。拉丁美洲第二大航空公司阿维安卡控股公司在未能满足债券支付期限的情况下，于星期天已经申请破产。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
病毒的威胁下，不仅是医务人员，医院中的非医疗雇员每天也都面临着感染病毒的风险。来看报道。
在新冠病例继续增加的同时，医生和医疗专业人员为挽救生命在全天候的工作。纽约市是受影响最严重的城市之一，每天有数百人死于新冠病毒。但是每天都置身于危险之中的不仅是医生。
Every day I leave the house, I was thinking I will be one of them. And because I work center of the epicenter, New York City, at the hospital, when I see the military tent front of the hospital, military tent inside the hospital in the hallways, and it's kind of scary.
医院辅助人员也面临其他的困境。
Commuting become a problem. Bus service become less frequent, and at some point I decided to stay in a hotel in New York City.
为了减少感染家人的风险，维特纳兹支付了2周的酒店住宿费。当情况变得更严重时，医院开始为其重要雇员安排免费住宿。
You know, regular day for me consists of administering and managing. And troubleshooting computer network and ensuring access to all the patient information and email and voice communication for hospital staff.
对于超声技术专家卡克·拉什维利来说，他很感激那些为医院工作人员提供早餐和午餐的餐厅。而这一举止也让他感动得流泪。
I was standing in the line to get the pizza, and one person, the woman who was walking in the street, she approached me with the money, and she wanted to get this money to pay for my pizza. But I did tell her, so this is not necessary because it's all paid. This is free, and thank you so much. And if I tell her, so if you want to donate this money, you can donate to the hospital.
并非所有的医院员工都会与新冠患者接触，但是他们都是必不可少的雇员。如果没有他们，新冠病毒大流行的后患将更加严峻。美国之音记者凯伊，华盛顿报道。
纽约的两名设计师暂停了自己的本职工作，将时间和心力花费在制造个人医疗防护设备上，这也为他人带来了工作机会。来看报道。
两位布鲁克林的设计师暂时停止了他们自己的工作，转而为纽约市一家医院制作个人防护设备。设计师罗布·赫尔辛菲尔德受到那家医院的采购经理的邀请，为他们设计制作一款防护面罩，以解决纽约州在准备下令关闭非必要业务时预计会出现的个人防护设备短缺困难。
So we have at any one time, depending on what we have to produce for that day, between 15 and 22 people on the floor. And we bring in these boxes here of die-cut face shields, and then we put them out, and we've sort of quickly made a process that's got a nice flow to it.
赫尔辛菲尔德与黑胶唱片艺术家派翠克·齐里克和杰西卡·维尔茨合作，在不到一个月的时间，创立了一个全面运作的面罩制作公司。名为保护我们的纽约英雄的公司雇佣了40多人，其中多数人由于全面停工而失业。
We're reaching points where there just aren't enough shifts for the amount of workers that are looking for paid work right now. And so the hardest part for me right now is turning people away. People that need money to buy food and pay rent, who can't otherwise support themselves.
员工们每天工作16个小时，已经制作超过20万个面罩。他们没有现成的厂房，公司合作伙伴们就在赫尔辛菲尔德拥有的一个空置建筑里放进他们用初创资金购买的新设备和材料。
I thought that this was my opportunity to do something to lower the curve, do something that was actually meant something. I love the records products I've been doing for 20 years, but I've never felt more passionate and more proud to be working with these two people and to create this amazing factory.
为了支付费用，他们设置了 GoFundMe 的页面，直到面罩出售为止。艾里·詹姆森之前从事零售业，后来被无薪休假。
The month of March, I went without any type of income, so it was a bit challenging to think, oh gosh, what am I going to do? Is this going to pass and things are going to get back to normal? So, you know, luckily finding this, I've been able to have a nice cushion to not have to worry about finances, which is nice.
疫情爆发之前，埃塞克·阿尔弗洛德是时装界从事艺术工作的自由职业者。
I definitely could be spending, you know, my time painting in my studio or doing other creative things that potentially could put money in the pocket, but at the same time, need that immediate money in the pocket. This provides that.
詹姆森和阿尔弗洛德希望疫情结束后能恢复他们的原职。美国之音新闻报道。
在新冠疫情的冲击之下，失业人数创下新高。在维吉尼亚州，调酒师丹尼尔同样失去了工作，他申请失业救济遭到了拒绝，现在还拖欠房租。我们一起去了解一下。
My name is Daniel. I am from Burke, Virginia, and I'm trying to support myself as well as my daughter.
丹尼尔·阿登住在维吉尼亚州的费尔法克斯县，这是首都华盛顿的一个富裕郊区，当地居民超过100万，而感染新冠病毒的病例占整个州的四分之一左右。阿登本来在费尔法克斯县的这家高档餐厅担任调酒师，收入很好。当维吉尼亚州三月份关闭非必要的生意时，餐厅也关闭了。
I went from, you know,making enough money to live on my own and provide for my daughter and not live lavish, but you know, well, you know, not poor. And I went from that and to no job within about a week.
阿登四岁大的女儿和妈妈住在一起，每次他去探视女儿，都喜欢给她带点糖果和玩具，如今却无能为力。
So it's been, you know, a huge humbling event. And since then, it's kind of,You know, been digging out of the ditch, just trying to survive day by day, you know, week by week.
他的朋友在他的电子烟商店给他找了份工作，在街对面，一辆面包车每天停靠在路边，为无家可归者和因为大流行病而落魄的人提供食物。当阿登领到他的第一份薪资时，对他们的痛苦感同身受。
I was expecting a certain amount of money to cover my rent, at least. When I got the check, I forgot about taxes, and, So that made me a couple, you know, about $400 or $500 short of rent.
因此，他在家附近找灵活干，带着购物清单到杂货店买普通品牌的商品，而不是比较昂贵的品牌货。他推迟维修汽车，他还在等待政府的刺激经济支票和退税。
与此同时，他的财务状况每况愈下。
As much as that sounds, I don't know what arrogant, but it's the sad truth, unfortunately. You know, before at the restaurant job, I didn't really have to worry about it. You know, I wasn't rich, but I didn't have to worry about paying bills on time or, you know, scheduling from a month from now and stuff like that. And I never had to worry about, you know, buying cheap food. I just get what I want and then go.
阿登的女儿下个月满5岁，在新冠病毒流行期间，她还在思索做爸爸的该怎么为女儿庆生最好。美国之音普雷苏蒂，维吉尼亚州费尔法克斯县报道。
在新冠病毒大流行期间，许多宗教事务都不得不暂停，现在连葬礼都在网上操办了。
面对家庭成员的仙逝，人们希望聚会举行葬礼和告别仪式，但是现在他们常常不得不通过 Zoom 等网站参与丧葬仪式。
The gatherings for larger memorials over Zoom where people are delivering eulogies and coming together, whether that's for the funeral or a memorial afterwards or the Shiva gatherings, which usually happen for the 7 days following burial. It's been very powerful over Zoom.
哈德逊会众的一名成员的母亲上个月去世，不是因为新冠病毒，他想与儿子和其他家人一起坐飞机参加葬礼，但是随后。
And then my doctor, my sister, my cousin, and even my rabbi in New York said, "You're crazy." So I said, "I'm either very brave or very stupid."
一家人通过远程方式参加了丧葬仪式。
My niece held her iPhone up, and we participated via FaceTime.From Los Angeles.
明尼阿波利斯的一名伊玛目说，穆斯林社区也正在适应，不再清洗可能携带新冠病毒的逝者的尸体。
Instead of washing, they are doing what's called tayammum or dry ablution. So just putting, after putting the body in the covering or clothing, then wiping over that covering with.You know, dust or, you know, just, you know, doing that, the dry ablution, that, which is a substitute for when there is no water.
在大批人不幸死于新冠病毒之后，教宗方济各上个月为一群前线人员祈祷，他们就是殡仪馆的工人。新冠病毒改变了所有信仰的正常宗教习俗，但是参加远程丧事确实能提供一定的慰藉。
And yet when we did it and we had over 100 people online,It was very healing, just to see all the faces after being so isolated.
哀悼对幸存者很重要。
One of the greatest gifts you can give to people following a loss is to tell stories of their loved one. And so encouraging people to call or to FaceTime or Skype or Zoom or send an email that shares those memories, those stories are sacred.
这是在丧亲和孤立的时刻分享亲人仪式的新方法。美国之音奥沙利文洛杉矶报道。
使得全球大多数人都处在居家隔离之中，不过在世界各地的社区里，街坊邻居们正在做一些有意思的事情，我们一起去看一看。
一个多月以来，加利福尼亚州的居民被要求留在家里，只有很少数在当地的外出之行是允许的，许多邻居发挥创意和热情互相交流。
Where's the bear? There it is.
在奥克兰的这个住宅区，有一双像布兰登·莫里蒂和他的女儿艾罗伊斯一样锐利的眼睛，才能发现这毛茸茸的面孔。
Where is it? Where is it? There are bears everywhere and windows, and it's fun looking for them, right? Do you like looking for bears?
Yeah. I saw people that were posting pictures of their bears in their windows, and I realized that it was a thing.That night, we put a bear in our window, and we went and looked around the neighborhood to see how many bears we could find.
So how many bears have you found, Ivy?
10.
所谓的泰迪熊狩猎活动在许多其他城市也像雨后春笋般出现，给人找乐子，也安抚那些现在可能觉得这个世界有点恐怖的人。
Ivy, when you see the bears in the windows, how does it make you feel?
Happy.
许多城市现在每天晚上举行向医护人员致敬的活动。伯尼·伯恩斯坦把这个活动带到自己的街区。
I just love the idea, so I put it out to the block and I said, "Hey, I'm going to be out at 8 p.m. if anybody wants to join me." It caught on quickly and started spreading in both directions. Some of us are getting to know our neighbors more.
致敬活动的消息传到了住在街区的一个医护人员的耳中。
Heard us from the beginning and was just really touched. Thanked us and said, I love you guys.
这是许多社区当中的一个，它牢固的纽带似乎肯定会比大流行病坚持得更久。美国之音记者迪布尔，加利福尼亚州奥克兰报道。
一款新的智能手机应用程序可以让你知道自己是否暴露在病毒的环境之中，这对于人们在疫情之中保持健康有很大的帮助。来看报道。
世界各地的社区都通过社会封锁来减缓新冠病毒的传播，但是人们担心一旦解除这些限制，新冠病毒将再次开始传播。拉努·迪伦是一位医生，埃波拉危机期间曾在西非几内亚工作，他帮助找到和患者有接触史的人，这种工作被称为接触追踪。
But certainly with Ebola, as soon as somebody had symptoms, they would, you know, we would try to recreate where they've been, who they've been around. Based upon that, we would then be able to make a list of people who were contacts, and we would follow those contacts for Ebola for 21 days.
然而，跟踪新冠病毒的联系人面临了挑战，有些患者从来没有症状。其他人则可以在出现症状之前一两天就开始传播，但是假如可以利用数字方式跟踪有接触史的人，会怎么样呢？苹果、谷歌和其他公司正在研究使用智能手机来通知那些跟感染者有过接触的人。
Something like digital contact tracing, I think, could make a huge impact in terms of automating the process of identifying who's around somebody for those periods of time.
一些国家一直在使用手机应用程序来帮助追踪潜在的患者。这项建议依赖蓝牙，也就是手机内置的无线电信号，跟其他设备进行连接，例如耳机。它不断发出并接收信号，也就是一长串数字。也许每天一次，电话会进行接触史调查，与服务器联系，查看你收到的定向电波是否来自对新冠病毒检测呈阳性的人。但它能发挥作用，而且准确吗？马克·齐斯曼就职于麻省理工学院的林肯实验室，从事导弹防御和与月球激光通讯的研究。他和他的同事正在测试如何测量信号能量，那些信号来自这些蓝牙定向电波，以便进行数字接触跟踪。
When these chirps, when these Bluetooth signals go between the phones, you measure how much energy is received, and you use that in part. It's not the only thing you use, but you use that in part to try to estimate how far apart you are.
麻省理工学院正在努力测试在各种情况下如何最好的测量信号，例如蓝牙穿过墙壁的状态。
Was it free space between us, or were there things, you know, whatever? Was there a mask? Was there a wall? Was there a piece of glass? Were we facing different directions altogether? I mean, you know what? Those things all matter, and so we got to measure that too, and that's really hard.
在苹果、谷歌以及其他公司提出的模型中，没有共享名字，也不共享位置，信号数据保存在使用者手机上。与政府卫生部门存储的数据相比，它不容易成为黑客的攻击目标。当然，口袋里的电话不会告诉你是否携带了病毒，但是随着社会封锁措施放开，数字接触史追踪应用程序可能会发挥重要作用。美国之音记者奎因报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。